The dry bean scene, brought to you by North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, Verista Herbicide from BASF, SRS Commodities, and Heads Up Plant Protectants. NDSU nematologist Wei-Ping Yang joins us to talk about soybean cyst nematode in dry beans.
Soybean cyst nematode is a microscopic plant parasitic nematode that can cause economic loss in dry beans.
And what management recommendations do you have for growers?
To manage this disease, crop rotation, rotate with another non-host crop, or using seed treatment are the way to control this nematode using resistant varieties.
When do you tend to see the most activity of soybean cyst nematode?
I think, usually they reproduce. Soybean is a major host. Dry bean is also another good host for ICN. You planted the dry bean, so it can affect the dry bean plants. And usually it's about a month for the nematode to complete one life cycle, which means, if you planted, dry bean, for example, in mid-May, it will complete one life cycle.
Anything else growers should know?
Scouting the field is important, and also soil sampling is also very important. Particularly, before planting, so if you collect the soil from your field, and then you can send the sample to diagnostic lab and get the number, so you may think about management strategy. So this way you can prevent the damage.
The dry bean scene, brought to you by Heads Up Plant Protectants, SRS Commodities, Verista Herbicide from BASF, Johnstown Bean Company, and North Harvest Bean Growers Association.